Firstly, Mustafa, thank you for joining us here today.
You're welcome.
I thought it'd be really interesting to interview you because of everything that's going on in the Middle East at the moment.
Yep.
So first, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm a journalist, mostly a political commentator in Turkey, based in Istanbul. I write for two different newspapers there. One is in the English language, it's called Hurriyet Daily News. The other one is in the Turkish language. So I comment on both on Turkish affairs or the Middle East affairs, both to Turkish society and to an international audience. I also have TV programs that I join every week and discuss about what's happening in the country, politically. And I also frequently write about the role of religion in Turkish society and how discussions about Islam, democracy, and modern world unfold in the Turkish context.
Okay.
And I've just written a book, a Muslim Case for Liberty, which is coming out this summer.
Moving on to kind of the current situation in the Middle East, and this term Arab Spring has been, you know, put around. What exactly is an Arab Spring, and what is it? Why is it called that?
Well, I mean, the lack of democracy in the Arab world is a known problem for a long time, and there was different explanations for it. Some people thought that the Arab culture is not friendly to democracy. Some people thought that the Arab culture, and by extension, the Islamic culture, is not welcoming to democracy, as if the Arabs believed that they should be run by dictators. But I did not believe in that explanation, and I thought it is rather the political structures in the Middle East, the Western foreign policy in the Middle East, which actually preferred dictators over a democratically elected government most of the time, was a real result of the lack of democratic regimes. And in this Arab Spring, as they call it, what we saw is that several Arab societies have, like first in Tunis and then Egypt, and now things are a little more tense in Libya, but I think these societies have proven that they don't like to be ruled by dictators. They actually want political freedoms that other civilizations, especially the West, enjoy. They they have the means to achieve that, and that's related with technology, that's related with Facebook, that's related with Al Jazeera. They just did not have the means before to express themselves democratically. But I think now a new era has begun in the Middle East, and the aspiration for democracy and freedom will dominate, the future of the Middle East.
Okay. So I guess that moves on to where do you see the future of the Middle East? I mean, should the West be afraid of parties like the Muslim Brotherhood, even though they haven't had very much of a role to play in the revolution? Should they be afraid?
I think they should not be afraid, because parties like the Muslim Brotherhood, there was an argument used against them, of course, by dictators like Mubarak. They said, oh, the Islamists are very authoritarian, so you should support our authoritarianism so that the Islamic movements will not come to power. And of course, the example of Iran created a bad example for many people. The Shah was a dictator, and when the Shah was overthrown, then the Islamic movement in Iran, led by Khomeini, created its own dictatorship. But that was not necessarily what will happen. That was not the only possible way to express Islam politically. So I think, right after the fall of Mubarak, people were fearful of a Islamic revolution led by the Ikhwan, the Muslim Brotherhood, but that did not turn out to be the case. And representatives of Ikhwan, the Muslim Brotherhood, have repeatedly said that they just want to be a part of a democratic process. They take the Turkish AKP, Justice and Development Party, as an example to follow, in the sense that they don't want to create an Islamic regime more Islamic than what it is right now, than Egypt. They want to have a democratic regime in which they will contribute to. And they have given quite moderate messages when it comes to political issues like Israel or the West. So I think that shows that the Islamist boogeyman that was created by Middle Eastern dictators and some circles in the West, which preferred those dictators or democratically elected government, are wrong. And Islamic political movements, like other socialist or liberal or nationalist political movements, should be a part of a democratic game. And the nature of that game will help them further become further liberalized.